7. The Future of the Supreme. The completed realization of all finite potentials equals the completion of the realization of all evolutionary experience. This suggests the final emergence of the Supreme as an almighty deity presence in the universes. We believe that the Supreme, in this stage of development, will be as discreetly personalized as is the eternal sun, as concretely powerized as is the Isle of Paradise, as completely unified as is the conjoint actor, and all of this within the limitations of the finite possibilities of supremacy at the culmination of the present universe age. While this is an entirely proper concept of the future of the Supreme, we would call attention to certain problems inherent in this concept. 1. The unqualified supervisors of the Supreme could hardly be deitized at any stage prior to his completed evolution, and yet these same supervisors even now qualifiedly exercise the sovereignty of supremacy concerning the universes settled in light and life. 2. The Supreme could hardly function in the Trinity Ultimate until he had attained complete actuality of universe status, and yet the Trinity Ultimate is even now a qualified reality, and you have been informed of the existence of the qualified vicegerents of the Ultimate. 3. The Supreme is not completely real to universe creatures, but there are many reasons for deducing that he is quite real to the sevenfold deity, extending from the Universal Father on Paradise to the Creator Sons and the creative spirits of the local universes. It may be that on the upper limits of the finite, where time conjoins transcended time, there is some sort of blurring and blending of sequence. It may be that the Supreme is able to forecast his universe presence on to these supertime levels, and then to a limited degree anticipate future evolution by reflecting this future forecast back to the created levels as the imminence of the projected incomplete. Such phenomena may be observed wherever finite makes contact with superfinite, as in the experiences of human beings who are indwelt by thought adjusters that are veritable predictions of man's future universe attainments throughout all eternity. When mortal ascenders are admitted to the finaliter core of Paradise, they take an oath to the Paradise Trinity, and in taking this oath of allegiance, they are thereby pledging eternal fidelity to God the Supreme, who is the Trinity as comprehended by all finite creature personalities. Subsequently, as the finaliter companies function throughout the evolving universes, they are solely amenable to the mandates of Paradise origin until the eventful times of the settling of local universes in light and life. As the new governmental organizations of these perfected creations begin to be reflective of the emerging sovereignty of the Supreme, we observe that the outlying finaliter companies then acknowledge the jurisdictional authority of such new governments. It appears that God the Supreme is evolving as the unifier of the evolutionary core of the finality, but it is highly probable that the eternal destiny of these seven core will be directed by the Supreme as a member of the ultimate Trinity. The Supreme Being contains three superfinite possibilities for universe manifestation. 1. Absonite collaboration in the first experiential trinity. 2. Co-absolute relationship in the second experiential trinity. 3. Co-infinite participation in the Trinity of Trinities, but we have no satisfactory concept as to what this really means. This is one of the generally accepted hypotheses of the future of the Supreme, but there are also many speculations concerning his relations to the present grand universe subsequent to its attainment of the status of light and life. The present goal of the superuniverses is to become, as they are and within their potentials, perfect, even as is Havona. This perfection pertains to physical and spiritual attainment, even to administrative, governmental, and fraternal development. It is believed that, in the ages to come, the possibilities for disharmony, maladjustment, and misadaptation will be eventually exhausted in the superuniverses. The energy circuits will be in perfect balance and in complete subjugation to mind, while spirit, in the presence of personality, will have achieved the dominance of mind. It is conjectured that at this far distant time the spirit person of the Supreme and attained power of the Almighty will have achieved coordinate development, and that both, as unified in and by the Supreme Mind, will factualize as the Supreme Being, a completed actuality in the universes, an actuality which will be observable by all creature intelligences, reacted to by all created energies, coordinated in all spiritual entities, and experienced by all universe personalities. This concept implies the actual sovereignty of the Supreme in the grand universe. It is altogether likely that the present Trinity administrators will continue as his vicegerents, but we believe that the present demarcations between the seven superuniverses will gradually disappear, and that the entire grand universe will function as a perfected whole. It is possible that the Supreme may then be personally resident on Uversa, the headquarters of Orvontan, from which he will direct the administration of the time creations, but this is really only a conjecture. Certainly, though, the personality of the Supreme Being will be definitely contactable at some specific locality, although the ubiquity of his deity presence will probably continue to permeate the universe of universes. What the relation of the superuniverse citizens of that age will be to the Supreme we do not know, but it may be something like the present relationship between the Havona natives and the Paradise Trinity. The perfected grand universe of those future days will be vastly different from what it is at present. Gone will be the thrilling adventures of the organization of the galaxies of space, the planting of life on the uncertain worlds of time, and the evolving of harmony out of chaos, beauty out of potentials, truth out of meanings, and goodness out of values. The time universes will have achieved the fulfillment of finite destiny. And perhaps for a space there will be rest, relaxation from the age-long struggle for evolutionary perfection. But not for long. Certainly, surely, and inexorably the enigma of the emerging deity of God the Ultimate will challenge these perfected citizens of the settled universes, just as their struggling evolutionary forebears were once challenged by the quest for God the Supreme. The curtain of cosmic destiny will draw back to reveal the transcendent grandeur of the alluring Apsonite quest for the attainment of the Universal Father on those new and higher levels revealed in the ultimate of creature experience. Sponsored by a mighty messenger temporarily sojourning on Urantia.